Right, fella, me lad. Who's next?
Alright, Anthony.
Hi, mate.
Hiya.
Basically, tonight, Tom, what I've been wanting to talk about is cannabis, primarily. But we could lead on to other things if you've had enough for talking about that.
Okay, well, you start.
Right, basically, I just want to know your views.
What, on cannabis?
On cannabis, yeah, and the usage of cannabis.
If people want to use cannabis, and they want to use it, you know, in their own homes, behind shut doors, I haven't really got a problem with it.
Yeah.
Where I do have a problem with it is when they scream and shout and stamp their feet for it to be legalised.
Right. So I'm guessing you're not too keen on getting it legalised then?
Oh, well, not only am I not keen on it getting re-legalised, I'm also absolutely convinced that it never will be.
Right. Well, I mean, don't you think the amount, because I'm guessing that smuggling ganja is going to contribute to terrorism in one way or other. So wouldn't you think if it was mass-produced that that'll cut down on that smuggling, which in turn, less money for terrorists?
Would it cut down on smuggling, or would it just increase smuggling of other drugs?
Good point. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way.
Because what you've got to understand is anybody that's into smuggling or dealing or, you know, dealing with drugs at the top end, not the plank who wants to sit in the house and get stoned.
Yeah.
But the people selling it, the people bringing it into the country, do you think they're all just going to go away?
No.
Do you think they're all just going to hang their coat up and go, oh, well, that's, you know, it was a good life while it lasted, but that's it now?
True.
You know, well, I mean, have you ever read Ben Elton's book, High Society?
No, I've been meaning to. I've heard it's quite a good read.
I'm halfway through it, actually.
Yeah?
And the message from, it's an MP and a police commander in there, is that young people are using drugs to such an extent now that the best thing to do would be to legalise them all, purely and simply because they are having to go to a criminal element and get involved in a criminal underworld to get their drugs.
Yeah.
But, legal or not legal, it doesn't stop crimes being committed, because if you've got to buy it from a dealer or a shop, you're still going to want that fix. And I'm talking about harder drugs now, but you're still going to want that fix. To the point where you'd sell your granny's best silver. You're just not bothered. So, you know, would you not be robbing people or breaking into houses or stealing from shops? Would you not be doing that if we legalised drugs? Well, yeah, you would, because you'd still have to buy it. Nobody's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see your point, yeah.
It wouldn't have that knock-on effect. I've got some very strange views as to why I don't want cannabis legalised. Just hear me out for one sec.
Yeah, cool.
If you go into a party, did you go to uni?
Yeah, I did.
Right. You go to a uni party, and the pot's on the go.
Yeah.
And let's say there's 30 people there, and 12 of them are smoking ganja. You've got to ask yourself honestly, don't give the standard answer, oh, because they like it and they want to get chilled. Why are they smoking it?
I don't know. Well, to be perfectly
isn't there an element of they're smoking it because, well, they're not supposed to?
Yeah.
It's going against what they're told to do. They're breaking the law. Therefore, it's immediately cool.
Well, no, to be honest with you, in that sense, you're more in a paranoia than you are liking the fact of breaking the law. I mean, to be honest with you,
you're not paranoid when you take the match to it, are you?
Oh, no, no, definitely not.
You know, it's like drinking. I don't see a difference when young people start drinking. It's like, you know, oh, hey, 15 pints I had last night. Well, it's not a fantastic thing, but it's something he feels he should be boasting about.
Yeah. Something in that case has happened tonight, actually, which I won't go into.
Right. But if those people, let's say out of the 12 that are smoking cannabis,
yeah.
That 6 of them are smoking it because it's cool and it's breaking the law and they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right? If you make it legal, then basically smoking that cannabis is about as cool as 20 Regal King Size.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be a good thing?
Well, you say it's a good thing, but aren't those six people still want to do what's cool? Aren't those six people still going to want to do what they're not supposed to do?
Yeah.
And if cannabis is legal, then where do...
They're going to other stuff.
But they do, man. I mean, I've conceded in conversations like this before that there are many people who smoke cannabis and it's all they've ever smoked and they've never taken any other drug.
Same, that's what that's me.
Right. But every cannabis smoker has to concede to me that every single person that uses and is hooked on very hard drugs started with cannabis.
I don't know.
Nobody,
I mean,
listen mate, nobody goes out and shoots up. Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen.
No.
They all start off on, they all start off on cannabis. For instance, can you tell me why there are something like a quarter of the cannabis users in Holland that there is in this country? On a percentage scale. So, for every 25 people that smoke cannabis in Holland, 100 are smoking it in England. Why is that? Why do loads more people smoke it here than there?
Yeah, you've got a point.
No, seriously, no, because they've decriminalised it.
Yeah.
So because they've decriminalised it, you would think more people would smoke it over there than over here, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because it's legal. Now, they haven't. Now, technically, on one side of the coin, you could say, well, that's a good thing, so why don't we legalise it? And the number of people that smoke it here will go down.
Well, there's your point.
But the reason they only have a quarter of the cannabis smokers that we have, right,
mm-hmm.
is because they have three times as many hard drug users as we have. So basically, the proof's in the pudding, it's there, in black and white, for the world to see. When Holland decriminalised cannabis, they trebled the amount of hard drug users they have.
Yeah.
There are parts of Amsterdam the police don't go to.
Yeah, I know that way.
And the Dutch government have said on more than one occasion, if they could reverse what they did, they would reverse it, because it was a nightmare, and is a nightmare. You've got people shooting up in every alleyway. So while cannabis is illegal and a cool thing for young people to do because they're breaking the law, they're breaking the rules, they're doing something they shouldn't, then technically you're keeping them away from hard drugs. So I know it's a very strange way to think, but I don't want cannabis legalized because I want people who want to smoke it still thinking that they're doing a very cool thing. It's not a cool thing, it's stupid, but they're doing a very cool thing and they're breaking the law. Now that might sound weird, but I just think while cannabis is illegal in this country, that's a shame, because it did sound quite sensible. To finish, I just think that while cannabis is illegal in this country, you are keeping a massive number of people away from harder drugs. Even though you do sacrifice some who will go to their dealer, and because they're with their dealer, they will try harder drugs. That's another argument, you see. If they didn't have to go to an illegal dealer to get their drugs, then they wouldn't be introduced to other drugs. Doesn't wash with me, to be honest with you. Something about the human race that just has this enormous self-destruct mechanism about them. And it would just be a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. People, you know, are totally convinced. I've spoke to people, absolutely convinced that smoking cannabis is now legal in this country. It's because the government reclassified it. It's not. It's still illegal. It's still very illegal. But you've got kids, I swear, you have got kids in the streets smoking and puffing on cannabis because they're convinced it's illegal. Till a copper walks up and takes it off them. And be aware that the police can still arrest you for smoking it. They can still throw the book at you. Depends what the police are like where you live. 01642616666 for you to talk to us tonight. Anything there, were you?
Just got a few more of those.